Well, this is Antonio Centeno with Real Men Real Style, and today we're bringing in one of the world's foremost experts on wire bearers, and that is Rafael over at D-Accord. And Rafael, you're down in Miami, correct?
In Miami, Florida.
And you come from a long tradition of making wire bearers, correct?
That is correct. Yeah, my father made them in Cuba. I mean, he didn't only make violetas. He made, like, suits, pants, shirts, dress shirts, sport shirts. And also, he manufactured violetas.
Well, great. Well, how about you go ahead and give us a quick little introduction of who you are, how you got into the business, and what you do today, which makes you qualified to talk about this. And then we'll jump right into the details of, talking about what is the wire bearer.
Well, when Castro and communism took over the island of Cuba, we were forced to when your livelihood, your freedom is taken away, we migrated to the United States, and my dad for a while, electrical equipment to vacuum cleaners, radios, things like that to other Cuban refugees. And anyway, got a lot of offers to start manufacturing in Miami, other Cuban refugees. They got them. And that was, like, incredible. But he didn't concentrate in guayaberas. That wasn't such a big deal. But then when him and I started the Accord in 1980, first we started with sport shirts, and then in 1982, we decided, we gotta bring in, the traditional guayabera and, make an impact with a quality, product. And we concentrated it on fit, as well as, bringing the traditional guayabera and 100% Irish grade linen and 100% Pima cotton and things like that. Like in 1983, Ramon Puig, may he rest in peace, he was the king of the guayaberas, and that's all he did in Cuba, and that's all he did till he passed away about 6 months ago. Anyway, in 83, he came to our shop because he knew my dad from way back, and he said, I make tailored guayaberas to guys that are, going to jump in a plane in 35 minutes, they expect me to make one from scratch. And he said, I buy guayaberas from all over the world, and your guayabera has the best off-the-rack fit. And he said, if you do this minor adjustment, man, I can take that guayabera, and the guy that's, he's got a short schedule, I'll put him in one area of guayaberas, I tailor it a little bit, and, 30 minutes later, he's good as new with almost a tailor-made guayabera. And he'll look great, he's happy, and I'm, everybody wins. So, that's why I say on my website, and I tell my customers, this is the best fitting guayabera on the planet. Because your silhouette, if you're thin, if you're a little bit overweight, it just makes you look a lot better just putting that on. Just the way it's measured for every size. You're a medium here, and then you're going to be a large. No, man, if you're a medium, that's what you're going to wear. If you're a 4X, that's what you're going to wear.
Can you tell me a little bit more about what exactly is a guayabera?
Okay, a guayabera is a shirt that you wear on the outside. It's square cut at the end, and it has a side vent on both sides with buttons. It has four pockets, and it has on the pockets, from the shoulders through the pockets all the way to the bottom. What it's called tuxes. People call them pleats, but the real name is tuxes, like a tuxedo. And they're like the pleats or the tuxes are like eighth of an inch or less. And then it has the tuxes on the back too, like in the middle of the back, and two more of traditional guayabera. And the most time-consuming, the most labor-intensive part of the guayaberas is the tuxes. That's what makes it. Ours have 20 tuxes. You see others that have eight or even three or four. But, we wanted to make the traditional, like you can't add anything to it. There's nothing missing, and if you add anything, you're probably going to mess it up. So that's basically it. It started with a long sleeve guayabera, and then It evolved into a short sleeve for comfort and tropics, but the traditional one is a long sleeve and linen. And they say that, you know, everybody wants it. Well, the Mexicans want to take credit and Cubans want to take credit. And, you know, what I did, I looked at the map and the tip of Cuba on the west. If you look at the map with Yucatan, Mexico, it's like 200 miles. And there was a lot of commerce through, you know, when Cuba became Cuba and Yucatan throughout generations. And there was a lot of intermarriage and travel back and forth. And like I said, a lot of commerce. You know, my take on it is that it really doesn't matter who discovered it, but I believe it really was discovered designed in Cuba. And it was taken to Yucatan. Just because of the commerce relationship, and like I said, there was a lot of intermarriage, and it was just like Yucatan and Cuba, that western part of Cuba was like second cousins, I guess. So that's pretty much the way the Guayabera started. And you know, then the story goes that it was with a farmer that asked his wife, I'm gonna put my guayabas in here, and when they were harvesting, and I don't know if you know this, but History Miami, the Museum of History here in downtown Miami, they just launched a Guayabera exhibit, which we are part of it. Cool. I think if you Google it, you can probably find it, and it tells you all the different types of Guayaberas, the more modern ones like we make with the striped 100% Pima cotton and, Oxford cloth and things like that.
But the Guayabera, it's gone beyond just that area of the world. I mean, you find them now in Zimbabwe and over in the Philippines. And it seems that, it's stretched out beyond the culture there. So what's your advice to men that are outside of the normal? I mean, I'm up here in Wisconsin. It's actually hot right now. But you don't see a lot of Guayaberas. So how could a man who is kind of outside that realm wear it with confidence?
Well, you know what, man? I think when you wear a Guayabera, I think you're putting confidence on. It is such a casual, relaxed, garment to wear, but yet you're elegant. I mean, you're doing a lot better. I mean, you're not going to wear a camp shirt to a wedding, but a Guayabera, you can wear it to a wedding. You can even wear it to a formal event, and you're going to be dressed, especially if you're like 100 degree heat, 90 degree humidity. You put that linen Guayabera, 100% cotton Guayabera, and you're going to be at the relaxed man. You're going to be the confident man, while the other guys that are wearing their suits in that type of weather, they're not going to be too cool.
Yeah, I think you had a story about a young man that you saw in church who was who needed a Guayabera.
Yeah, that's why I say the Guayabera is like generational and cultural. Because I think once a guy discovers a Guayabera and the beauty of wearing something that's comfortable that makes you look really good, I think people get hooked on it. At least alone, two or three, and they'll wear it, according to the appropriateness of the event. Anyway, I was at church with my sons a few years ago, and I saw this kid with his parents and his grandmother, and the kid was wearing a suit. It was really hot. The fans weren't working. The air conditioning was a little bit too high. Man, and that kid was fidgeting back and forth. He was like a live wire. He couldn't stand still. As I'm walking out in the parking lot, I always have my cards with me, and I tell the kid's grandma, I said, "Ma'am, look, I manufacture Guayaberas. Why don't you get your son, your grandson, a Guayabera? And I assure you, he's gonna be nice and relaxed and paying attention at church." And hey, believe it or not, man, I was cracking up. Next week, I found the kid was sitting in the pew, right in front of us, and he was wearing one of my Guayaberas, the Mexican style with the embroidery in the front, nice Bermuda shorts at the knees, which I thought it was pretty cool. And man, the kid was just all happy as heck, standing there listening to the Word of God, So I really got a kick out of that. I couldn't believe it when I saw him the following Sunday wearing a Guayabera.
Now, how do you feel about the generation? I mean, we see young men wearing this, we see older men wearing this, but I've talked with some younger guys, and they almost feel like it's an older generation's outfit. How do you respond to that?
I say that's you know, my older son is 17, and to his prom, he wore a tux, and then he also wore a guayabera, a linen guayabera, and he's 17 years old, and he didn't have to do it. He just wanted to do it. So, and my nephew actually started wearing guayaberas before I did. I started making them, but I didn't wear them, and then I saw him wearing them, and I got into it. I'm like, you know, 20 years older than him, and once I started wearing them, and it's like my uniform. And I wear jeans and usually a cotton guayabera or a poly blend guayabera or linen, and I wear it with, you know, a nice pair of jeans, sometimes cowboy boots, or, you know, a nice pair of shoes. Other times I wear it with nice, you know, dress slacks. But you know, I used to go to these shows and wear a suit and tie, and then I said, you know, why would I wear a suit and tie when my line is all casual, you know, elegance and the guayabera. So I started wearing guayaberas, and I wear them on a daily basis, short sleeves, long sleeves, and I just love it. I just love wearing guayaberas. And I see guys in their 20s and their 30s, and I say it's transgenerational.
I actually think it's a great, I have to say that I enjoy wearing it simply because I feel it gives me a stronger connection to my heritage, which I didn't really have, but it's little pieces like that which I can connect with.
Absolutely, yeah. You see a lot of kids here, you know, they're born here of, you know, Cuban descendants. And man, you know, sooner or later that the heritage kicks in, and they go and they buy a guayabera, and then I'm sure they pass it on to their kids as they grow. Or, you know, that connection is never lost.
But you don't need to have that connection all the time, because you even talked about a wedding. What was it? Some redheaded guy from Georgia was wearing a guayabera.
Yeah, no, it was really cool. Like probably like 3 months ago, I had this young man. He was a basketball player. Yeah, this guy like 6'8". I asked, you know, he said, hey, I'm getting married, blah blah blah. And so I got him. I made minor adjustments, and he was good to go. He brings his best man the following week. The guy's from Georgia, you know, redhead guy from Georgia, probably about 25 years old. Never saw a guayabera. I didn't know what it was. I had him try one on for size. He took one and linen for the wedding, and he took like three more in the Pima cotton for himself. You know, the guy that. That is practical, that likes to be elegant, I think he picks up on it, and he doesn't really care about the heritage that much, but just that, hey, look, I'm wearing something that's comfortable, that it's, you know, it's become, you know, part of me, I'm comfortable wearing it, you know, not only mentally, but physically, you're comfortable, and it just goes beyond, like I said, beyond culture now. And I think, you know, the Cuban thing and the thing, the fact that it's from Miami, which is the connection to Cuba, it gets it even more of a flavor of, you know, more of a, you know, I guess it picks up on that cultural aspect of Cuba and things like that, the old Cuba from the golden era in the 50s and you know, things like that.
No, let's talk a little bit about how formal is a guayabera. I mean, I think what really impressed me is recently the president of the United States was down in, I think it was down for the summit of the Americas. And you saw a lot of heads of state of other countries wearing guayaberas along with the president, who was in a suit and tie. So it can be incredibly formal, correct?
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. It can be formal. If you're wearing it to one of those summits, you're like if you're wearing a suit and tie. I mean, there's nothing. Hey, look at this guy. We know, man. You're in like Flint if you're wearing a guayabera. I mean, you can wear it to. Like I said, people wear it to weddings.
Okay, Rafael. So I can understand how the guayabera can be worn to meet the president of the United States, but how can that same outfit be worn in a casual environment? Are there rules for what makes a guayabera formal and what makes a guayabera less formal or more casual?
Okay, a guayabera, the most formal would be a long sleeve, 100% linen, white, and then a less formal would be a short sleeve, and it can still remain linen, but it's, you know, it's more casual. and you bring it down, you know, more casual, it would be like an 100% Pima cotton, you know, striped or like, you know, small checks. You know, now, I mean, I pick shirting, dress shirting material patterns for my more casual wireless. And, you know, a lot of these guys, let's say, like you mentioned from Wisconsin, you know, they would wear, you know, a dress shirt, like in a small check or a pinstripe. So you bring it into a guayabera, you know, they're already, you know, like it's a transition for them. You're not giving them something white and linen. And it's a cool thing for them. Hey, man, you know, instead of wearing this shirt, you know, I would wear this with a coat and tie. I couldn't wear this in a guayabera. And then you make it even more casual if you go, you know, poly cotton, and then you bring in to the, you know, pastel colors like the maize, you know, yellowish, the light blues, the oranges, and also, you know, and black. Everybody, you know, white and black guayaberas, they're super, super popular. And also another color that for some reason is super popular now is purple and lavender. I get a lot of calls for purple and lavender guayaberas. And that's, you know, that's, I'm taking it to the level that you say, how do you make it more casual? You make it more casual, giving, you know, more colors and blends and 100% you know, cottons.
Now, what about the fit of the guayabera? You say that you take and you will actually get those tailored for certain customers. What do you find normally that you have to do to further tailor the fit of your guayaberas?
Well, I mean, in reality, let's say for that basketball player, that, you know, the guy 6'8", I put him in a size 2X, and then I just you know, trimmed it down on the sides all the way from like you know, a little bit below the sleeve, the you know, the armhole rather, and it looked tailor made. But you can only do that if the guayabera fit from start is an excellent fit. It's been played with, where you can fine tune it and find like the best fit in a small and a medium and a large, so where it becomes a true fit. Like the guy that wears a double X, he's gonna wear double X. He's not gonna wear 1X or, you know, things like that. In my case, I'm a size medium, but you know, I stay in pretty good shape, so I don't have a belly, so I trim mine, you know, just a little bit, like a half inch on the sides. But the guayabera itself is meant to be worn, you know, loose. It's supposed to be comfortable. But I you know, I like it a little bit trimmer. And we have a line of guayaberas that they're with a French cuff and colorful stripes like orange, bright greens, and things like that. And that's cut like for a trim fit. And it's also a little bit shorter, just so that the athletic guy that he, you know, he wants to show that, you know, that he works out, that he stays in shape, but it's not for the guy, you know, that you know, doesn't do that much. And then the traditional guayabera that we make, that makes that guy, you know, it doesn't exaggerate. If he's got a little bit of a stomach, it kind of blends it in where the guy looks up, you know, it's incredible how you see a guy, you know, coming in wearing you know, one of those, you know, like golf shirts or just any old shirt, and he tries a guayabera, and how it trims him down.
Yeah, well, it actually elongates the torso. It's the same thing that we see with a jacket, in the sense of a properly fitted jacket will make a larger man trim down, because it gets rid of the exaggeration of his midsection.
Right, exactly. And that's one of the things that you see when you see a cheap guayabera. You see that it's, you know, it's not long enough. And it just looks weird. It just, you know, if you know.
Well, that's a perfect transition. Let's talk about buying a quality guayabera. So a gentleman, he's down in Mexico, and he is looking for one. He wants to pick it up. How does he make a determination if this is a good quality made guayabera?
I think you got to look at the stitching and see that the stitching is you know, close as tight a stitch as you can do it, and also the tuxes, that they're nice and like less than an eighth of an inch in width, And there's like, you know, if you got 20, you don't have to look anymore. If a little bit, you know, like a quarter of an inch and things like that, you know, they're just trying to kind of mass produce them, and because it's very time consuming to do each piece all along and keep it exactly, you know, 90 degree angle, keep it straight. It's a tough thing to do. It's not easy.
Well, what about
but
the length?
Maybe that would tell you that, you know, who's ever making them is taking their time. It's trying to do it right and not trying to rush. And instead of making 10 guayaberas, I'm going to make 40 today, you know.
Well, what you mentioned something about the length of the guayabera. How long should a guayabera be?
The guayabera, let's say beyond your waist and where your belt goes, probably a good 4 inches would tell you, you know, 4 or 4.5 inches would tell you you're wearing the correct length in a guayabera.
All right. And what about the anything with the buttons or any of the...
Another detail would be like the buttons on the buttonholes. They'll be one size, and then there's also buttons on like the pockets, and also on the side vents, and those buttons should be a little bit smaller buttons. That's just a little detail. You see some of them; they're all the same size, but if you can tell quality guayabera with also the size of the buttons. Like the buttons that you button on the shirt will be one size, and like I said, the adornment buttons, they're smaller.
All right. Well, Rafael, I've asked the questions that I wanted to hit on. Was there anything else any other stories or anything else you had to share with us?
Let me see what I told you about the guy, the groom, the best man. I told you about the 15-year-old kid, and which was the other one? It slips my mind.
It's not a big deal, man, so don't worry about it. I think we've got a lot to go with. I'm going to include this in my information about the guayabera, and I appreciate your time this evening. I know it's already a little bit late there this evening, and again, appreciate all the information. And for those of you listening, I'm going to go ahead and attach pictures with this interview. A lot of the things we talked about, such as the tuxes and other little details with the guayabera, I've been supplied one by Rafael. And well, Rafael, if anybody would like to get a hold of you to ask some questions about guayaberas, I know you've got a great website, but you also were, you know, they could contact you, correct?
Yeah, if they're in the neighborhood or they live here, they can certainly call me and ask me whatever, or they're welcome to come in. I suggest they call and tell me when they're coming in. I'll expect them because, you know, I'm a manufacturer.
Yeah.
You know, accommodate anybody, so they're wearing the right guayabera, or direct them in the right direction.
Well, what if somebody they're buying their first guayabera and they're going to your website and they're a little bit hesitant? Can they just send you an email, or how does that work?
Send me an email. Send me an email is probably the best thing. They can also call me, and if they want me to email them back, or they, I take care of whoever takes interest in my. In my brand, I'll take care of them. I mean, I've had people from Spain be a regular customer, from Switzerland, you know, buying guayaberas for their husbands and their boyfriends.
And since you're a manufacturer,
answer their questions.
And since you're a manufacturer, you also work with people or companies that are looking to put these out wholesale. So if they've got a store and they're looking to introduce guayaberas.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Perfect.
Yes. I had a guy from up in Minnesota call me for guayaberas, and I explained to him, and he's got a little bit of a clientele for guayaberas up there.
Very cool. Very cool. All right. Well, Rafael, have a great evening, and thank you for your time.
Okay. Glad to help, Antonio. Take care. Thank you so much.
All right.